Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. SCMP.com writes of 10 celebrities who got awkward when meeting the British royal family. From Margot Robbie confusing Prince Harry with Ed Sheeran to Spice Girls pinching Prince Charles behind. Cate Blanchett was at a lunch at Buckingham Palace and found herself speaking to Prince Philip. Philip said, "I hear you're an actor." "Well, I was given a DVD player for Christmas and I can't work out whether I put the green cord in or the red cord." Ben Affleck took his son Samuel to a children's indoor play center and met Prince George and Princess Charlotte. "It was pretty empty, and then I noticed this weird vibe from the other grown-ups. They were all very well dressed and they had earpieces in, and I thought, oh, for a kid's place, this is tight security. I was the very last person to realize that Prince George and Princess Charlotte were in there playing with my kid." Emilia Clarke told Seth Meyers that she struggled to remember the rules and protocol when she met Prince William. She said, "And for whatever reason, because I was so scared, I couldn't manage to get out 'Your Royal Highness.' And it was kind of like, 'Your Royal is unbelievable.'" Actress Alison Janney was at the 2018 BAFTAs and found her heels to be bothersome, so she went barefoot. Janney said, "The awful thing is, I did meet Kate and William, and she was in her heels and pregnant, so I felt like a bit of a wimp that I was there in my bare feet. I told her that she could take her shoes off, and it was an awkward moment. I called her honey, and that might not have been royal etiquette, probably." Emma Thompson has long known Prince Charles and his two sons, but that doesn't mean that she was allowed to break protocol at the investiture ceremony, where she was made Dame Commander by the Order of the British Empire in 2018. As reported by AP, when Prince William pinned her badge in an awkward spot, Thompson was startled and she said, "I made a very loud and inappropriate noise inside Buckingham Palace," but the actress said they both laughed at the situation. "I love Prince William. I've known him since he was little, and we just sniggered at each other." Later, she jokingly asked the Queen's grandson, "I can't kiss you, can I?" To which the prince simply replied, "No, don't." Shawn Mendes accidentally met Queen Elizabeth backstage at her 92nd birthday celebration. Before going on stage at the Albert Royal Hall, the singer found himself alone in a room with the regent, but could not speak to her since royal protocol says you have to wait for the Queen to speak to you first. Unfortunately for Mendes, 10 minutes passed without the monarch saying a single word. He said on the Ellen DeGeneres show, "So it was like this 10 minutes of very awkward silence between me and the Queen. She didn't look at me at all. I looked over a couple of times and I was like, I probably shouldn't even be looking. It was super weird." Simon Pegg met the Queen at the royal premiere of the film The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Elizabeth did not immediately speak to him and stared at him for about 30 seconds without moving before speaking. Peg said, "She came up to me and she went, I was just waiting for her to speak. And I swear it was like 30 seconds. I started to bead sweat and eventually she said, 'And what do you do?' I almost hugged her because I thought, thank goodness, you're still with us." David Duchovny tells a story of being at a concert when Prince Charles, who was sitting next to him, asked what booty call meant. Duchovny said, "Well, I can explain it to you. It's a little off color, but I can do it." And he said, "Yes, please." Duchovny then said, "Well, it's when a man or woman calls a man or woman to come to their home late at night for the express purpose of getting together and then leaving right afterwards." The prince then apparently just replied with, "Oh." And Margot Robbie was at a party once and told a red-haired man he looked just like Ed Sheeran. Harry was not impressed. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Prince George, 7, is behind his grandfather, Prince Charles, 72, and father, Prince William, 38, in the succession line, which to most people means he'll definitely become king. However, a royal expert has claimed Prince George's ascension to the throne may never happen. MyLondon.News explains why. There will be 3 royal reigns to run their course before George can become king. Author of The Last Queen, How Queen Elizabeth II Saved the Monarchy, Clive Irving has argued that the monarchy could be abolished even before George has the chance to accede to the throne. Before you can assess how William and later George might work out, you have to allow for the way the monarchy will look under King Charles and whether under him it can survive. The Queen and her father, George VI, were exceptions in the Windsor line that followed Queen Victoria, the only ones to be exemplary in the role. In my view, Prince Charles is a reversion to the line of duds, falling far short of the standard set by his mother and grandfather. All polling shows that younger Britons don't find the monarchy relevant. What is salient to this attitude is the impression that the Windsors are too many freeloaders and palace dwellers. Together, the royal family occupies 15 state residences paid for by public money at the cost of at least £82 million a year. In contrast, Denmark, for example, allows around £9 million to its royal family. a pared-down monarchy, fewer places, no freeloaders, and attractively modern family heads might make a reboot work, but that's impossible to judge right now. And there you have it. Please follow us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Bella's Intriguing. Good times.